Mark, okay. You're recruiting. You've got a couple of recruitment events, and I understand it's not just for uniformed officers.
Absolutely not. The door is wide open here at the Timmins Police Service. We're looking for 911 dispatchers. We're looking for records clerks. We are looking for support staff, special constables, and of course, we need road warriors as well. We need those constables out there as well. So we're looking for a wide spectrum of individuals. Whatever skill set these persons possess, we want to explore that with the prospective applicant so that both parties end up with the maximum amount of benefit. We offer a very handsome pay scale in commensurate with all other police services in the province of Ontario. Good benefits package. You're contributing to public safety at all times. The pluses are obvious, but I'm biased, of course, but the obvious pluses are appealing. There is some challenges, of course, to police work and the rigors of working shift work as a 911 dispatcher, but these are special individuals, and we want that person who possesses those necessary attributes. Well, we want to find that person and make sure that they're contributing to their community as best they can.
You do have a couple public events coming up where people can go and talk to people from TPS and explore the options.
Absolutely. So it'll be a fairly informal conversation with our recruitment staff so that the mysteries surrounding the hiring process can be resolved, and the potential for persons who feel that perhaps they're too old, too young, what have you, whatever is acting as a hindrance from them pursuing a career in law enforcement. Well, let's talk about it and see what can't be done.
So, and that would include things like education, qualifications, and all that.
Absolutely, yes. Now, the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police is in the midst of integrating the need for applicants for the position of constable to possess at least some post-secondary education. This has been debated back and forth, but it's the value of what the person brings to the table that is most important. We're not discounting education in any way. Of course, it's vital. It shows that a person is interested in their own self-development, but we also want that person who is engaged in the community and wants to contribute to making Timmins a safer and more secure place to live.
Life experience is another thing, is it not?
Absolutely. You can't put a price on life experience. Persons who bring that measure of life experience, they tend to be more patient, more compassionate in their application of the law. They seem to be more in tune with what is going on. They seem to have a better grasp on situations. So yeah, life experience completely is an extremely valuable thing. People don't realize they possess this quality, and we're looking for that person.
When and where are these events?
So we have a job fair, thanks to our friends at Collège Boreal, coming up on the 9th of May between 1 and 5 in the afternoon. And as well, we're going to be up in Kapuskasing. We're looking for persons from outside the area as well, so that they'll consider allowing Timmins to be their home. But there's another job fair on the 16th of May up in Kapuskasing, and we're going to be front and center.
Anything you want to add to any of this?
Those persons who can attend these things should be aware that they can always contact the recruitment section here at the Timmins Police Service, 705-264-1201, extension 8169. Just ask for the recruitment section when you get through, and we'll gladly discuss anyone's future prospects with the Timmins Police Service serving in law enforcement.